flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tony Soprano was sitting at a table with his kids in one of the first seasons, and he says, hey guys, you got to remember the good times. You got to remember the good times. So anybody that's coming in, it's one game. Here's what I would say to everyone. We have been slamming this Warrior team all season. And when they win, I don't care if it's the Bulls. I don't care if they're playing St. Finbar in San Francisco or Epiphany or St. Brendan's or St. Stephen's and they're playing the third grade team. All right? When you win and Steph Curry is smiling and waving a towel on the sideline in the fourth quarter, let's just enjoy it. What a game from the youngsters. You know, watching Quentin Post yesterday, I don't know what he'll become. I don't know. I'm not here to say that, oh my God, they found all their answers. But this is what I do know. The kid can play a little, and he has really good feel for how to run half-court offense. And I would throw Gui Santos in there as well.
I like
Gui. And the one thing, ooh, when you play basketball with a lot of different guys, you've talked about the ball sticks in X, player X's.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hands. I know if I pass Devontae Hill and he's willing to pass it back to me, I'm more likely to want to be a willing passer. And when I see the way Quentin Post is setting screens high at the top of the arc and the way that the defense is shading him, and you compare and contrast that for how they defend, you know, Kevon Looney or TJD because of their skill set being dramatically different. The kid with the pick and pop range, you can see like, wow, the floor opens up. I mean, it opens up for guys to attack the lane, whether it's Andrew Wiggins, hopefully eventually Jonathan Kuminga. You could see that now Steph Curry's like, oh, you want to run the double team at me after the big high screen? I'll just whip it over to Quentin Post. He's wide open, he's going to knock that down. And eventually teams will adjust, and that will open up the floor for other advantageous mismatches. And I love seeing what the youngsters were bringing to the table yesterday, B.
Well, the youngsters, and look, there's a shift. And let's be real. I was a little pissed off about the Kings. I hate losing to the Kings. I know D-Lo, KC were FaceTiming all of us and acted like it was a party. And I FaceTimed the back of the show.
I took the banana and the tailpipe. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, no, I called it back. I called it back on our show. It was all good. It's all good. That's what Sacramento does. They celebrate like they won a Super Bowl because that is their Super Bowl. But the Warriors did, for the most part, play well, with the exception of that third quarter when they turned the ball over 8 times and got outscored 37-20. But along the messaging was, you know what? Guy Santos played well. Quentin Post didn't look overwhelmed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got something there. There's some positives to take away. And so for them to bounce back from a slow start in the first quarter, they're only down 3, despite the Bulls shooting the lights out in the first half from the three-point line. I think they were 72% from 3 in the first half. These guys, with the spacing, Steve Curry elected to go Guy Santos instead of Gary Payton II to start the second half. And Guy Santos, Payton, by the way, the bench, 83-41 last night. The Warriors bench scored 83 points. They were electric. But all of a sudden, you see Moses Moody getting more run, and he's getting more spacing, playing alongside Poster Santos. And the pick and pop, where Steph hasn't really had a stretch five over the course of his career, it's a different look. And you can see him working with Quentin Post. And Quentin Post is ready to catch and shoot. He scores 20 yesterday. He's 7-12. He's 24 years old. You know, we're going to play Trevor Haas. Remember we had him on. Nobody cared about the pick with Quentin Post. Nobody really cared if the Warriors got in there.
Like, who's watching Boston College basketball? Like, not many people. Being real.
Not many people, right? No. So he's drafted 52 overall. Certainly 52 overall in this round. Yeah, I didn't watch Boston College game at all. So we had Trevor Haas from the Boston Globe on shortly after Quentin Post dropped. You know, it's a summer day.
Yeah.
We're sitting there. It's like it's slow. Let's find out about Quentin Post. Well, this is what he told us back when he was drafted back in the summertime.
Yeah, well, I would say his biggest strength is his versatility. I feel like he's a guy who can beat you outside, beat you inside, beat you off the dribble, beat you with the pass. Really does a little bit of everything. For BC, it was their first 20-win season since 2011 last year, and he was the biggest reason why. He was really not a great player to start his career at Mississippi State. Didn't really get much of an opportunity. Averaged 1 point per game his first year, then 3 his second year. Transferred to BC, started getting better and better, and then the past 2 years, he's been a star. So really just a versatile player who does a little bit of everything, and I think he'll have a strong NBA career.
So he believes that. You know what? He has the makings of, in today's modern NBA, to be a hell of a role player. We're not saying he's going to be a 30-minute per game player. But this guy, with the way he's able to pick a pop, move his feet, he's communicating on defense. Yep. And I don't take it lightly that he made the All-ACC defensive team last season. That's a conference with Duke, Georgia Tech, Miami, North Carolina State, Maryland. I mean, you got Syracuse in that conference. I mean, it's a who's who of teams. This is the top of the top, right? I don't pretend to watch a lot of college basketball, but we know about the Atlantic Coast Conference. We grew up watching that conference, you know, here on the West Coast on the Deuce ESPN 2 or whatnot. So he makes all ACC defensive team. He makes second all ACC team. He's one of the most improved players. And just the form where he's able to move as a 7-footer, a legit 7-footer, to set a solid screen and get open. Oh, more. And I don't think that was an illegal screen Wednesday night in Sacramento where he got popped there, but whatever. But his screen setting's getting better and better and better. So that's why when we talk about development, the Warriors have done a good – Guy Santos develops into a nice role player. Quentin Post, nice little role player here. You got something.
You know, there's something to be said for being a very fundamentally sound, smart player who's played in a half-court offense for a long, long time, right? Like, we've talked a lot about the system the Warriors run. Feel and understanding, you know, spacing and what I call the two-man game is extremely important. Right? It's extremely important. I was saying to Sam earlier, and I did this like demonstration. I do this with all the kids that I coach. Like, it's really hard for them to understand how to set a screen. Right? How do you set a screen? How do you come off of a screen? How do you reset your feet to go screen someone else? How do you present yourself as a roller, as a guy who fades out after setting the screen and showing your hands and putting yourself in just the right spot to where the defense has to honor you and they can't double or hedge or drop in the case of TJD and Looney, where they're like, oh, I know that this guy only wants to roll to the rim. And so I watched this guy and I was like, just seeing the half court IQ, they got something there. I'm not here to say he's some elite starter. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what I would say, B. It does feel like to me, with TJD and Looney, their skill set's a little redundant, you know, and I'm looking at like kind of the books moving forward. Looney's an expiring contract. I really do think that Quentin Post deserves lots of opportunities down the stretch. And you ask, hey, what do you think about Vucevic? What do you think about this? I'm telling you now, I'm planting my flag here. If you're asking me about trades, this, there are certain trades I would make.
Right.
One that I would not is the Vucevic trade. Well, I want to see, I want to commit to some of these young guys, and I would hollow out some of these older guys that are on the bench that don't have a future. You owe it to yourself to give yourself multiple months of a look at Quentin Post, Gui Santos, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. Just, you owe it to yourself. I want to see these young guys play because I think they got a little something. I'm not here to say they're stars, but clearly the team is reacting to their energy and their IQ and their ball movement, and I'm excited to watch them.
Quentin Post, obviously the 20 points yesterday, career high, 5 of 10 from the three-point line. Gui Santos put together a good stretch, starting from the road trip in Detroit, where he had a good game against Detroit. You're like, wow, look at Gui. Well, Gui is a good kid. I like the guy personally.
He's an energy guy.
5 of 6 from the three-point line. He doesn't feel overwhelmed. He's hustling his ass off. And again, he's able to shoot the rock. Now you have more offensive threats on the floor. Also want to shout out Podzimski. I know everybody's been hard on Podzimski. Everybody's been hard on Podzimski. He came off the bench in 21 minutes. And I thought Paz played really well, connecting the offense, moving and grooving. And you want to talk about opportunities for them. They want to Paz to continue to, hey, we know what we got here.
Yes.
Just keep playing. And maybe him being out for 10 games, Brandon Podzimski, did himself some good to where he could see the game slow down. He gets some rest. He doesn't overthink things. Comes back, man, with less pressure. Hey, remember me? I'm Brandon Podzimski. Well, I thought he played solid last night. So when it comes to Vucevic, and you think about the price tag that he has over the next 2 years, over $20 million, and he's going to be 34, 35 years old.
He's a lumbering guy.
And we got a great look at him. Now, Zach LaVine is solid. He's explosive. He gets up and rises for a shot. He's unbelievable when it comes to that. But there's a hefty price tag with that contract. There's other avenues you could go in, which I don't know what players are available. How could we know? We don't know what's going on in the war room of, say, the Memphis Grizzlies or the Miami Heat or the Charlotte Hornets or the Atlanta Hawks. We don't know what's going on with these teams. But when you talk about expiry contracts, and you see it with Looney, although Looney did grab 11 rebounds yesterday.
He was good.
I thought a veteran.
Yeah.
What I wonder is, because Steve Kerr said after the game, we'll play the sound, you know, what is he going to do a bit? Actually, I'm going to play the sound, and then I want to respond to this because there's something here that I want to say, and it's going to be very intriguing because I think fans, they want to see more Quentin Post. They want to see
it. They owe it to themselves to get a look at the young guys.
So here's what Steve Kerr said about his minutes.
Well, first of all, he played 5 years of college basketball, so he's an old school rookie. He's, you know, guys 25 years ago came into the league ready to play because they played all that college ball and have the foundation underneath them, and that's Quentin. So you can see he's got a good feel for the game. I think the biggest thing over the last couple of months in Santa Cruz is, you know, the staff there just did a great job with him working defensively. I think that was our biggest concern at the beginning of the season was could he guard pick and roll? Could he get out on the perimeter, be up to the level of the screen and still get back in the paint? You saw that tonight. He was flying around. So I think the Santa Cruz experience has been great for Quentin. He's made huge strides on the defensive end, and you can see how much confidence he's playing with.
So that's Steve Kerr on Quentin's Post commitment here. However, he mentioned that when Draymond Green and Jonathan Kuminga get back, it's going to be tough to get these guys minutes. And that's where we look at Draymond Green. Can he play alongside Quentin Post? Yeah, sure, he can. He can. But I do wonder what the spacing looked like. Because to me, just watching, I took the night off yesterday at NBC. Mm-hmm. I had the night off, load management. I'm watching and I'm just like, wow, the floor just looks so wide open for this team. And so when Draymond Green and JK gets back, like a pick and roll with JK and Quentin Post, I think could work really, really well. How does the pick and roll look with Draymond Green and Quinton Post if they run a high pick? What about Gui Santos? It's going to be very interesting to see how Steve Kerr navigates this, because I think you got some role players here who could give you 20 minutes a night, and Gui Santos and Quinton Post not look overwhelmed, irritate some people, know where to be in the right spot, right time, simplify the game for these guys where they know, this is what I'm doing, this is my assignment, this is what I need to do. I'm very intrigued to see when these two guys get back what happens with Post and Santos, because I think you got to keep these guys in a rotation. And so when you talk about expiry contracts, there is an avenue to get better in other areas by making some shrewd moves.
Well, you're leading me into a Zach LaVine take that I have that I don't know, people may or may not agree with, and I'd love to hear from them. But B, you have to me, Buddy is on a multi-year deal, four-year deal, and Kyle Anderson's on a three-year deal. I don't know what their value is. I don't know who's taking them on. Maybe there's a contender. But you have Dennis Schroeder's $13 million expiring deal. You got GP2's $9 million expiring deal. You got Kevon Looney's $8 million expiring deal. No, I really love Looney. I respect everything that he's done. I'm not here to just throw this guy. That's not what I'm trying to do. But if we're talking about getting better for the future, expiring contracts are valuable.
No doubt.
I look at a team like the Bulls, and I know they want a king's ransom for a guy like Zach LaVine. And it would be a complicated three-way deal. But if you're asking me now, Bonte, it's very clear to me. If I told you that I could find a way to staple Draymond Green some picks, some of these expiring deals, get a three-way deal, and get me Zach LaVine to pair up and not have to move Andrew Wiggins, boy, would that be a really fun little team with some of that spacing. And I'm watching Gui Santos and the way that he's moving and the way that he goes from corner to the top of the key, and the defense is now honoring him because of that stretch shooting, and every single shot that goes up, he's crashing the boards. He does so many little things. Look, Draymond brings a lot of value, but if we're talking about being good and moving forward and getting a little more athletic and spacing the floor and complementing what Steph Curry does, if you can go get a guy like Zach LaVine, I think you got to staple whatever you can and get a little aggressive here, and you'll have a nice combination of some youth, some guys in their prime. You got some perimeter defenders. Like, I want to see them make a move for the now that can also help you for the next couple of years.
So you want to staple Draymond Green into a move here?
I with some of these expiring deals, I would. I'm looking at it and I'm saying we got a log jam at the four. We do. We got a log jam at the four. Mm-hmm. Kuminga and Moody and Gui Santos can play some versions of the four. I think we've got to move forward. Like, I think this organization needs to do a bold thing and take a little swing and a little risk and utilize the assets that they have. Draft picks and expiring deals. Get creative. Get bold. Let's do it. Did you see the smile on Curry's face?
Curry's face. They got to win. That's why.
Curry
gotta win.
Will tell you by his facial expressions if he knows a guy can play or not. And I watched how quickly he evolved to throwing the ball quickly to Quinton Post on the high pick and roll. You could see the synergy.
Quinton Post on his chemistry with Steph on the court.
We did talk yesterday, and as we said, like, I had never played with Steph before until yesterday. So I thought we already saw improvement today. There was one play, for example, on the left wing where I popped to the three and he turned around and he hit me. And last night he threw that over his head because he thought I was going to roll. So that's kind of the talks that we've had, kind of, you know, and like I said earlier or yesterday, I'm trying to adjust to him, you know, trying to make life easy on him, and making some shots definitely helps.
Well, the most fun part about last night was Quinton Post explaining how Steph Curry came through for the Rook. Check this story out.
We came home. This is a few months ago, so I haven't even touched the court yet. We came home from a long road trip. I was up here, and I think it was like 2:30 at night, and we were at the airport, right? I'm trying to get an Uber to go home, but the Uber service isn't working. Everybody's kind of leaving, you know, IQP, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Steph walks by, and Steph's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I figured it out. And he's like, no, what do you mean? Like, oh, no, I'm getting an Uber. And Steph's like, are you trying to go home? I'm like, yeah, I got you. So at 2:30 at night, maybe 2-3 o'clock, I don't know, whatever. Steph is like, I got you. And he drove me home. He made a little detour. I mean, that just shows, you know, how he is as a person. At that point, probably out of the 50 people that were on that airport, Steph was the last person that needed to worry about if I got home, you know. But that's just the person he is. Great teammate. And then obviously everything on the court speaks for itself. So I thought that was cool to share.
And it's later asked him, how long was the detour?
Long a detour you think that would have been for him?
He probably took an extra 20 minutes on his trip.
He was going home to down like the Athers in the area. Right.
Okay. Well, my family was staying in Redwood, so it was kind of towards him, but yeah. I don't even think he knew that. He might have honestly gotten me home regardless.
I'll go with 20 minutes.
Sounds 20 minutes, time. Yeah, put it out there. Yeah.
So Steph comes through for him on the floor, gives him a ride for the airport after a road trip. He's like, yo, come on, Rook, get in the car, man. Get in the car. I'll give you a ride home. And for a rookie like that, you see something there where Steph is like, whoa.
He fired.
And he was running with it, waiting, and Quentin Pulse was ready to shoot. And I said, this guy, and that's why when we talked to Trevor Haas back in the summer, I said, you know, I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm not going to go crazy over a 24-year-old rookie. But size, screening, he could move his feet well defensively. You make an all-defensive team. It tells me you're taking pride out at the end of the floor. You're going to get beat. Somebody's going to score on you. This league's got the greatest athletes in the world. But does he look overwhelmed right now?
The eyes don't lie.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.